So here's the show. It's called Heavy, and it's just you and me.
Okay.
And we start off with a little story about, you know, crossing this intersection outside in front of NPR where someone's driving their car right into us. And let's say I give them the bird, and you just wave and smile. And we use that as a jumping off point to how we see the world so completely differently, and then, you know, then play a song. Heavy, with Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton. Just yeah. Deep, and do you think, I think that could fly. Next board meeting, I'm pitching that. See, now we're making all songs show heavy.
Heavy.
So maybe we should just get to all songs.
Yeah, maybe we should. You're connected to all songs considered, aren't we?
Yeah.
And what is this, our 11th or 12th year? I can never do the math.
It's the 10th year we're about to enter our 11th. I know, I can't believe it.
How the heck did that happen?
This is our first show of the new year.
That's right. So yeah. How about this? I'll play something by, remember G-Side? Remember mm-hmm. our show at in Austin mm-hmm. at South by Southwest? We had two rappers known as G-Side. They're from Huntsville, Alabama. And they have a record coming out. G-Side has a record coming out, and it comes out on 1-1-11.
This is heavy.
Was that smoke out of your head? Yeah. So it's called One and then dot, 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 the cohesive album. So G-Side's from Alabama, Huntsville, and their friends do the beats. They're called the Block Beaters. And this song from the new record is called Nat Geo, N-A-T-G-E-O, like National Geographic.
I'm in the jungle dreaming, eyes open. Rethink the impossible, so I stop hoping. When I was in school, they used to call me daydreamer. Actuality turned a dream into a beamer. I'm looking every day, staring in the mirror. Eyes low from the cush, maybe reconsider. So they tell me that read about the past. If he died with his eyes open, I could tell that he was focused. Nightmares, hunger thoughts of being rich. If everything was vice versa, will I live like this? Walking by faith, never sight, that's my motto. Call themselves leaders when they know they should follow. Let's say if it wasn't no tomorrow, I can say that I did my best. Lay my eyes and just rest. Progress, yeah, avatar, yeah, the projects. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they trying to knock them down.
I'm dreaming with my eyes.
English would end in a 10-year sentence, period. Period. Story of my life, put it in quotations. In a race to change a nation, there ain't no abbreviations, just exclamations and question marks. Patiently waiting for my newest niece's breath to start. Frightened to death to have my own kids, cause the world is crazy, and I don't wanna go through the shit my moms did. Plus I'm selfish, I can't help it. A cakeaholic, you can find me where the wealth is. It seems like hustling is all I ever do, and all I'm ever gonna know, because it's all I ever knew. Probably cause it's all that ever matter. Trying to prove I can get up this roof with no ladder. While you waiting around for some shit to jump off, I climbed up this bitch just to jump off. I'm gone, wings grown. You my theme song. Even if I'm having night terrors, just let me dream on. I'm Marvin Gaye, B.B. King, and Jimi Hendrix. Huntsville starting to feel like I'm in Memphis. Hope you got a deal. Congratulations and my condolences. Hope you maintain your ownership. What we make you is timeless. So I'm grinding until I close my eyelids.
Well, look so good from up here. All the world looks so good from up here. All the world looks so good from up here. Yeah, the world looks so good from up here.
National Geographic, and looking down at the earth from this airplane, you can see what God made and you can see what man made.
be on the internet doing this business, you got to be savvy. You got to understand the etiquettes of being on the net. Just like in the streets, you have to respect people out here. On the internet, I feel like you have to respect people. It's a way to carry yourself on the net. So if you real out here in this so-called terrestrial world or the mortal world, you should be cool on the net. Just be you. So it really ain't no difference. It's just another tactic to maneuver.
That's Cody G, the manager of G-Side. And the song we just played is called?
Nat Geo. I really loved how that ended. It was really nice.
And the record just came out on 1-1-1-1. I love that. I mean, you can't do that again, right?
Most albums come out on a Tuesday. I guess they had to give that up.
Those days are going away anyway. It had more to do with trucks and distribution than it did anything else.
Right. So I want to take it in a completely different direction. Okay. This is a singer. Her name is Juliana Barwick. She is a singer. She's based out of Brooklyn. She's originally from Louisiana and Missouri, and she grew up singing in her church choirs. You can really hear that in her own music. And she's got a new album that's not out until late February that's called The Magic Place, which is a really appropriate name for this album. Her music is very tonal. There aren't really any lyrics to it, and it's largely a cappella. There is some instrumentation in it, but it really takes a backseat to her music. And it's just this gorgeous, multi-layered and looped vocal parts that just sort of swim together. I listened to this last night, just put it on and just zoned out for about an hour, and it just was transporting, really beautiful stuff. This song is called Envelop. Thank you.
Nice.
For those of you who haven't drifted off into dreamy dreamland, that was Juliana Barwick from her album The Magic Place. Not out until the end of February, February 22nd, on Asthmatic Kitty. Really glad to get an early cut on the show.
I'm going to play something that, in a way, is sort of similar. This saxophone player, bass clarinet player, his name's Colin Stetson. He played, you know, tours with folks like Arcade Fire on the record that he's putting out in February. You hear Laurie Anderson, Shara Warden, My Brightest Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
This is about 5 minutes of way out there kind of music. It reminded me of why I used to really love jazz. Mm-hmm. The Anthony Braxtons of the world, great sax player, great composer, whose music would be in a place that no other art form could go. I don't know best how to describe it other than it's all in the sound. And like her, she sort of carries you away in this thing that has no words.
Right.
It's just a place and space, and it's gone like that when it turns off. We're about to hear Colin Stetson. No overdubs on this. No loops on this.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind when you listen to it.
Studio trickery.
Well, the studio trickery is this. He's got like 20 microphones around in a circle. And so he's playing with space and distance.
So he turns himself around the different mics as it... Wow.
So let's listen to this. This is Colin Stetson. There are records called New History of Warfare, Volume 2. And the song I'm going to play is called Judges. Thank you.
war was this? What town could this be?
And that's Laurie Anderson, of course.
Dude, you want to get a small man? That was pretty heavy.
This is heavy, All Songs Considered.
Heavy edition
this is the new
of All Songs That's right. Considered. Well, I have to say, when you coming out of the very lovely Juliana Barwick and you said, I've got a sax player, the first thing I thought was, oh, how could that new? That was really, really surprising. That's unlike anything I've heard from the saxophone before.
The percussion is all the keys, right?
Clicking on the keys and the dampers.
And do you know circular breathing? Do you ever see anybody play circular breathing?
You know, I played trumpet for a long time and tried to learn that very hard.
So explain
hard.
It to somebody.
I guess a simplified way of explaining it is that you're sort of breathing in and breathing out at the same time.
But in terms of the sax, you're always, or the instrument, trumpet, whatever, you're always blowing out.
Yeah, but you've got to maintain that steady air flow out to actually create the sound. So you've got sort of this looped, biological loop going on inside you.
And when you watch somebody do it,
yeah,
it feels completely not human to see it happen. You feel like they're going to fall over.
Yeah, how can this guy still be going?
And on that tune, Colin Stetson, who is a saxophone player there, was circular breathing and quite remarkable. Record by Colin Stetson comes out February 22nd.
Well, I've got to ask you: you know so much about music, Bob, and I've really learned so much from you in my time. I can't say it with a straight face. I can't do it. No, so I'm wondering, you know, of all the places that you have mined for music, I'm wondering if your curiosity has ever taken you to Zambian rock from the Republic of Zambia.
I can't think of one.
Well, don't feel bad. I couldn't have named one before this afternoon when I started listening to this amazing collection of rock music from Zambia from the mid-1970s. So just to set this up a little bit, in the mid-70s, Zambia was going through a lot of political and cultural upheaval. The AIDS epidemic spread into Zambia and just completely devastated the country so that many of the musicians who made this music didn't even live, you know, past the early 1990s, so there are very few musicians living. There's this new compilation disc out featuring a guitarist named Ricky Ilianga. He is a guitarist, a singer, a songwriter, and he founded one of the first Zam rock bands called Musi Otunya, and this was in the mid-1970s. He is one of the artists who fled Zambia in the early 1980s, and he's lived in the Netherlands ever since then. But this producer named Egon, who is a writer and a producer, discovered Ricky Ilianga's music through a friend who is a rare record collector and made it his number one goal to get this guy's music out there, and oh my gosh, am I so glad he did. This is from Ricky Ilianga and Musi Otunya, his band, and it's called Dark Sunrise.
Thank you.
Is that heavy enough for you, man?
That's so great. That was really, it's like some great loss. It is exactly that. It is a great loss recording. It has the craziness of Hendrix, for sure.
Yeah.
It's got the feel of and the length of a Fela Kuti song.
Yeah.
I heard a melody that reminded me of Bad Company.
Yeah.
All good.
So that was Ricky Ilianga and his band Musio Tunia. It's a double disc anthology that they're putting out, and it includes a really nice packaging that has a nice long interview with him.
I'm so glad when the people dig this stuff up.
Yeah.
All these recordings.
I'm glad there are music nerds out there who just love finding this stuff and bringing it to light.
I'll do something kind of old,
okay,
which is Wire. Wire was one of my very favorite bands in the 70s. They were probably one of the most influential bands on just the music I make and listen to. I mean, they really hit my sweet spot.
For anyone who has no idea.
Yeah, sure. In 1977, right at the end of 1977, which was a damn good year for music.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff came out in 77.
And right at the end of that came a record called Pink Flag. Pink Flag was it 21 songs, I think. Some songs were as short as 28 seconds. They were just bursts of energy and ideas, and it was brilliant. And then, wonderful enough to love a band Wire, 6 months later, they put out this album called Chairs Missing, one of my very favorite albums of all time. A very arty, textural record, so very different from what was just released 6 months ago. And at that point, I knew how much I loved and cared for this band. And they've made records over the years. They've done solo records over the years. Maybe they vanished for most of the 90s. In this decade, they've been back and forth. And now they have a new record coming out. We'll do a first listen on that. It's online now for you to hear. The record features three original members of the band, Colin Newman and Robert Gotobed, who's the drummer, and Graham Lewis. And they sound just as fresh and wonderful. And I wonder, my question would be to the, you know, people who come to the website, npr.org/allsongs, to the page where this music will be in full, is if this feels as relevant now to people. Because I have no perspective on that, because I've followed them all through these 30-some-odd years. The record's called Red Barked Tree. It's out January 11th, but you can hear the whole thing online now. Let's give it a listen to Wire.
Engage.
That's Wire.
So, first of all, do you think anyone's still listening to the show?
I sure hope so.
I do, too. No, I really love that. And so you asked whether or not that was still relevant. If you had just played this for me and not told me who it was, I wouldn't think that this is a band that's been around for 30 years or whatever. I would just think, wow, that's really, really cool. It totally sounds like anything that would be made today. But so how does it compare to something they were doing 30 years ago?
Well, on one hand, I want to say they haven't really changed all that much, which is something that I'm not usually in favor of when it comes to a band. Mm-hmm. I like to see a big arc, but they've done a breadth of material, so I forgive them. this is very
or
much...
thank them.
And thank them, of course. There's a song on Pink Flag called Ex Lion Tamer. One of the longest songs on the record was like 2 minutes and 19 seconds mm-hmm. or 2 minutes, whatever. And let me play just a small smidgen so you just see where this band has gone or hasn't gone. This is 1977. Guitar sound isn't very different.
Yeah, I was going to say the guitarist. Actually... Yeah, even in the rhythm of the guitar, too, is... Yeah. No, I love that. I would say it's still very relevant.
That's good. I'm glad. I think that's something that no one would have ever expected... then
of this band
or not just of this band, but that any band could be relevant 30 years beyond its beginnings.
You know,
I think that's the one thing we've seen so much of. Singers can still sing when they get older. Bands can still reform and make relevant music.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always have to be just about money.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about old friends that get back together and click and make something that's exciting.
Well, speaking of artists and the arc of their creativity that we see over a period of years, I want to talk about the band Bright Eyes, because Bright Eyes was a band that, 5 or 6 years ago put out a couple amazing albums. I thought The Digital Ash and A Digital Urn, and I'm Wide Awake It's Morning, and I thought this is a band that is just, I'm going to love this band for the rest of my life. And Conor Oberst in Bright Eyes ended up taking a turn with his music that a lot of people still loved, and it certainly wasn't bad. It just wasn't the kind of music that I really wanted to listen to. It was sort of a more country, folky sort of sound to his music, less experimental, more straight-up songwriting. And when I heard that he had a new album coming out, I thought, well, I definitely want to check it out, but, I wasn't sure what to expect. Well, I put this record on last week, and... 2 seconds into the first track, I thought, I'm going to love this album. And it just kept getting better and better and better and better. And I ended up spending my entire long holiday weekend doing nothing but listening to this record. If I was in the car, it was on. If I was at the gym, it was
That's
on.
Great.
If I was in the house, it was on. And I just listened to it over and over again.
It is a great record.
It's amazing. And I thought, you know what? First of all, it's called The People's Key. I should probably mention that. And I started thinking, this may be the best thing this guy's ever done. Just to be sure, I went back, I listened to Digital Ash and The Digital Urn again, and I listened to I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning. Still love them. They're still great albums. Yeah. But I thought, I think this is the one. And I just can't wait for people to hear this whole record.
Record comes out, what, the middle of February?
Yeah. We do have a cut that he actually made available on his website, on the Bright Eyes website, for free download. Anyone who wants to get it, that's the cut we're going to listen to from Bright Eyes and the truly amazing album, The People's Key.
Took the fireworks and the vanity, the circuit board and the city streets, shooting stars swaying palm tree, laid it at the arbiter's feet. If I could change my mind, change the paradigm, prepare myself for another life, forgive myself for the many times I was cruel to something helpless and weak. But here I come, that heavy love, I'm never gonna move it alone. Here I come, that heavy love, tag it on a tenement wall. Here I come, that heavy love, someone gotta share in the load. Oh, here I come, that heavy love, I'm never gonna move it alone. We'll be right back.
touched by something pure. Death obsessed like a teenager. Sold my tortured youth, piss and vinegar. I'm still angry with no reason to be. At the architect who imagines for the every man blessed Sisyphus. Slipping steadily into madness. Now that's the only place to be free. But good come that heavy love. You're never gonna move it along. Oscilloscopes, distorted facts I could never cope. My private life is an inside joke. No one will explain it to me. We'll be everything that we ever need. Everyone on the count of three.
Bright Eyes, that the song is Shell Games. I think that's a great introduction to the record. There are other tracks that I like more than that one, but I think they're a little more challenging. And that's a real great gateway into this record.
And heavy.
And heavy.
It had the word heavy.
Maybe I heard this record and then that word heavy got planted in my brain, but it ended up being a very heavy show, unintentionally. Yeah, we never come in here with a theme idea for our shows. Well, rarely do, and that always seems to happen.
Sometimes we try to make connections, or sometimes I put songs in a pile. We put songs in a pile, and there they are. They interweave, and I love when that happens.
Yeah, I love serendipity. It's nice.
Serendipity, the NPR Music app, speaking of, because it's new. Yeah, thanks. And I love this new music app because, well, there are a number of things. It's an improvement. This is for the iPhone. The Android, I promise, is coming. Developmental nightmares.
We're working on it.
Yeah, so we're sorry about that. But on the iPhone app, you can listen to all the station streams. So this morning I was listening to FUV has an alternative side stream. There's XPN, there's a KEXP, The Current, bunches and bunches of stations that are easy to mark as favorites, easy to find, easy to mark as favorites, and then just easy to listen to so you're driving in the car.
Get the blogs on the app now, too, and video.
Yeah, so it's really great. That's the NPR Music app. A couple of first listens. We have the December's first listen going on. That Wire one we mentioned earlier in the show is ongoing. Entire albums before they come out. They're only there for the week just before release, and then they're gone. So come listen. We'd love you to comment on them. So if you go to listen to the December's record, tell us what you think. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music.
I'm Robin Hilton.
It's All Songs Considered.